T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're probably overpaying. So how do you still feel that way?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I absolutely do. And I know you never want to rule anything out. I mean, if there's the right situation and we feel that, you know, even if it was long term, but you feel it's exactly where, you know, you need to go to help your organization, then we'd be open to it. But what we don't want to do is be in the habit of trying to overpay to bring someone to Buffalo, whether overpay means dollars or term. We also don't want to, what's the right way to say it? We want players that want to be here for the right reasons. And sometimes free agency, that could be a little skewed. So you got to be careful of that.
Sabres GM Kevin Adams,
yeah,
on being a GM and being a contestant on The Bachelor. Make sure you're here for the right reasons. That's like a buzz phrase for The Bachelor.
Oh, I thought, like, I was like, I don't think Kevin's really a contestant on the. Is that show even still around?
Oh, it's in like season 65, yeah.
Is it still really? Yeah, it's going that strong?
There are a lot of people that want to be there for the right reasons. Yeah.
Does
we want guys that
want to
be here for the right reasons.
Does anybody go to The Bachelor for the right reasons?
Yeah.
Truly? Okay. I don't watch the show. I have no idea what, you know.
They're looking for a soulmate, looking to get married.
Sure. Go to a bar. That's how I found mine. I mean, you know.
Yeah. By the way, big news. I've just been told that I belong as the GM of the Phoenix Suns. So,
hey, good place to be right now.
ESPN has a really fun thing, and I would love them to do this for the NHL. So NBA Free Agency 2022, ESPN.com has this. Which front office should you run?
Jeez, I hope you don't get the Knicks.
And then you take a 15-question quiz.
Where is this?
On your ESPN.com.
Okay.
I started answering the questions.
I love this for the NHL and the NFL.
It'd be really cool, yeah. So I started answering the questions at ESPN, ESPN.com, NBA free agency. And about four questions in, I'm like, this is actually really intensive. You know, what kind of personnel staff do you want? A small group of people whose voices are trusted, as many as possible. You're hiring somebody. Who do you want to bring in? How do you feel about tanking? Of course, I answered that question honestly. So it all shakes out, and it says, I belong with the Phoenix Suns. As a GM or as a employee.
See, I wish you would have told me in the break because I don't want to do this while
Take
the show
test.
Is going on.
Well, answer the questions. I mean, why not? Let's find out who you should be GM.
Well, the first one, all right, so the first one, I can't go back, I don't think, can I?
That's fine.
Page one, was who I'd want to, like, to bring in. I went with like a guy who's been in the business for a while, knows it inside and out, because I clearly have no idea what the hell I'm doing.
Yep.
Negotiating is, this. I love this, just a reality of life when you're in the talent business, a total drag, exhilarating like a high-stakes poker game, reasonably fun as long as you hold the leverage. I am not a negotiator. Buying a car,
how about
buying
that answer?
A house.
Reasonably fun as long as you hold the leverage.
That's not fair. Like, right. It's,
right.
So I'm going to vote total drag because I do not like negotiating for purchases. How do you make big decisions? Get input from every stakeholder. Take a course of action that appeals to the majority, so long as I can live with it. Well, then what do you ask? All right. Consult a small handful of people who truly have expertise. Then make the call. Gather as much information as possible from as many reliable sources and act decisively or gut instinct. There's a reason I'm in charge. It's not to be a proxy for one constituency or the other. Okay. I'm going to go with gather as much good information from as many sources right. that are reliable, and then act decisively.
Well, keep answering those questions.
This is fun.
Yeah, it is cool. And you find out which team you should be a GM or you belong with. I belong with the Phoenix Suns, young, tight-knit front office, not afraid to challenge prevailing trends. They don't appeal to tradition as authority, preferring experimentation as a means of discovery. In an NBA tantalized by potential, the Suns prefer players who can contribute immediately. I mean, that does sound like what I like.
Hey, if there's a word in an answer that I have no idea what it means, should I just vote for that answer anyway?
I feel like that's this test, and you should stay away from that answer.
I'm going to vote for it and see what happens.
Was it scleroteric?
Yes, sclerotic.
Sclerotic,
thank
sorry.
You very much. What does tradition mean to you? Blind devotion to tradition is how franchises become sclerotic. Like multiple sclerosis sclerotic? Is that like a part of that or something?
Becoming rigid and unresponsive is what it means.
I'm going to vote for that one. I liked it anyway.
You could tell I knew when I called it scleroteric.
Well, I knew what word you were.
Yeah. I knew there was a word, and I thought, like, that's not my answer either.
Oh, here's one you can answer for me. Since we've worked together for almost 18 years now.
Yeah.
What is my strength as a leader? I'm setting them up. I have no strengths. I have no leadership ability. I just wanted to say that before Jeremy come up with something. I was screwing him over with a trick question. I don't have any leadership skills.
But it's a good way to burn 5 minutes on the web today if you want to do that, ESPN.com.
I'm a superb motivator. No, I don't think so. Okay. I've got half of the first answer. I'm adept at gathering information and making the right decisions. I'm really good at gathering information. I'm just not as good about making the right decisions.
You gather it and you print it all out.
Yeah, I know. I have a legal pad. I've got papers in front of me.
Look at all this information I've gathered.
doesn't mean I get it right. I'm usually wrong in my predictions. I'm never three steps ahead on the chessboard. Oh, God. I'm going to be the GM of the Knicks. This is really going to be bad. All right, go ahead. I'm not even halfway through. I don't want to slow the show down.
Well, there's Zach's bold predictions of what we were going to get to, right?
Yes.
That was the plan?
I know, but I'm so much loving what was your view on tanking?
Oh, the obvious answer. As long as it's incentivized, you should do it.
As long as anybody's... It's an affront to the fans? No, I disagree.
Nope.
We won't celebrate tanking.
Who needs to tank with
superstars? Yeah, you hit the right answer.
Yeah, as long as it's incentivized, you should do it.
Well, the other three are just dumb answers.
Yep.
Billionaire luminary. Who cares? Whatever. What am I doing during a long flight delay? Ooh. I don't... Sudoku? No, I've never done one. Walk from concourse to concourse. Got to get my steps in. Look at my waistline. Does it look like I worry about getting my steps in? Eavesdropping at the club lounge or what delay? I only fly private. What delay? I only fly private. Yes, Zach's bold predictions. You can read that at WGR550.com. You want its Bill's predictions? You want to just zip through these?
I want all of them.
You want all of them? All right. What are you going to do? You're going to give me a quick reaction?
Yeah. First, I'm going to tell you if it's bold or not.
Oh, there's some bold stuff in here.
Some of it might not be bold enough.
Number one, Seahawks finished with the worst record in the NFL, which wouldn't necessarily be bold, but he did go with 1-16. When's it? Jacksonville, right? 1-6. Or nobody's gone 1-16. Last one win team was the Jacksonville.
Was Jacksonville, yep.
Seattle goes 1-16. Since 1980, 11 teams have finished with one win. This would make 12, by the way.
Okay. I can see them being the worst team in football.
Yeah, 1-16, though. That's the bold part. Number two, Bengals will not make the playoffs.
I think they will. It's, it could be bold. If the Browns are without Watson for a while and the Steelers have Kenny Pickett, I mean, they're the Bengals are the second best team in that division?
Uh-huh.
They're certainly the best offense in that division. I know it's trendy to hate the Bengals. The thing that Cincinnati did, the only thing that held them back, was their own offense. They run the ball too much, and they figured that out in the last, month of the season, and boom, look at that. They're good. So I think they might stick with that formula, figure that out, and be better, just like the Bills are better because they pass it more.
Can I go back and forth real quick with this whole form thing again? Because there's a question I don't get. Nightstand reading? This is specific stuff that you would read because I have no... The Alchemist, is that a book?
That sounds like a book title.
Super Forecasting? Is that just like generally you're reading books about super forecasting? Into Thin Air? Or Ron Adams recommended the Robert Caro LBJ series? I don't even get the answers. So I don't know how to vote. All right, moving on. Next one. Let's see where we leave off. We left off on Detroit. Lions finished second in the NFC North and make the playoffs.
Possible.
You're a big Dan Campbell guy, right? And Jared Goff.
I'm bought into Dan Campbell,
You're mortgaging the future. Jameson Williams wins the Rookie of the Year.
No, not a chance.
All right, so we're going no on that one.
Not a chance.
Zach, he didn't even give you a chance on that one.
Not a chance.
I wanted one of these for him to be like, absolutely not.
Not a chance. He's not going to play
enough.
Not going to play enough games. B is not exactly in a high volume offense.
Again, it's not 10 reasonably smart predictions.
That's what makes it good.
Yeah.
That's bold.
See, people do bold predictions, but they're not really bold.
Yeah, Jameson Williams will miss the start of training camp. However, he's not been said he will miss all of training camp. So, you know.
Rookie of the year odds in the NFL. Well, first off, there's offensive and defensive. That's why I said it was not going to happen, because he would have to win the offensive rookie of the year, and he didn't say that, did he?
No.
Uh-huh. Just said rookie of the year.
Odds for rookie of the year. The players ahead of Jameson Williams. He is plus 1,200. James Cook is plus 1,400.
That's pretty good. Wow.
The players that are ahead of him. Kenny Pickett, Drake London, Treylon Burks, Breece Hall, Christian Watson, Garrett Wilson, Kenneth Walker, Chris Olave, and Sky Moore.
Get out of here with this Kenny Pickett stuff. I can't do this.
Yeah, I'm not into Kenny Pickett.
He wears two gloves. You can't trust that. He's not throwing yards or touchdowns.
By the way, I got the Oklahoma City Thunder. Okay, number five. Just for what it's worth. Someone just tuning in right now.
You have a lot of draft picks now.
I was like, what the hell is he talking about with the Oklahoma City Thunder? Yeah, I got them. Number five, New England finishes fourth in the AFC East. And in case you forgot how many teams are in the AFC East,
four.
That means they're last. Why didn't you just write they finished last in the AFC? New England finishes fourth in the AFC East.
I could see it. The problem is that Mac Jones is a lot better than Zach Wilson right now. And Wilson has to, you know, take a pretty big jump.
Jalen Hurts finishes the season as a top five fantasy quarterback.
It's very possible.
All right. So that's not that bold.
Right? The guy runs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Possible.
And they should have a winning record, and I think they'll be a good team. He's big on the – you have the Eagles winning the division anyway, right?
Yeah, I have them going 12-5.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a bold prediction, though.
Gabriel Davis breaks the Bills' record for touchdown catches in a season with 14.
Well, the record is 11.
Yes. And he points out 7 as a rookie and 6 last year.
He only had 35 catches both years.
That's not a bold prediction because
it's not at all.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
And 11, like you point out, 11 is the 32nd of the 32 teams
yep,
in
Bill
terms
Brooks
of your single
95.
Season record for touchdown catches, which is really amazing.
It's
that's
really
a really low number.
You know, I've decided something when it comes to Gabriel Davis. Stephon Diggs is not getting enough love.
Really?
The Bills tweeted out a video of him yesterday or 2 days ago. Some of his highlights, you know,
I love Diggs.
Diggs coming this fall.
Yeah.
And one of the things that was in there was his touchdown and celebration against New England. Don't forget that. One of the greatest moments in franchise history.
Back to J.C. Jackson?
No. The one where he said, bleep you, bleep
oh,
you.
Oh, yes, that
you,
was awesome.
You.
Yeah, and you heard it on the telecast. That was beautiful.
It was one of the greatest moments in franchise
Absolutely.
History.
Absolutely. Yes.
And he is one of the best receivers in football. And this and this and that and that and, oh, Gabriel Davis is the oh, we love Gabriel Davis. Diggs is not getting enough love.
I love Diggs. Diggs is the guy, when you see these stories of, I think Matt Parrino and Ryan Talbot just did it on their podcast. NFL.com had a piece on this too. The one player, you know, maybe outside of your quarterback, you can least afford to lose. It's Diggs. I mean, I love Gabriel Davis, too. I think he's going to be really good. It's Diggs. Because you take Diggs out of the Bills' offense, yikes. That's a big, big problem. So you might be right. Me, personally, I love Diggs. I think he's a huge piece of that. We were all over getting his contract extended, not screwing around, make sure he's happy, he's not going anywhere. He's the guy you can't afford to lose on the Bills' offense.
I mean,
not named Josh Allen.
He's the kid, though, that you don't worry about as a parent. You stop calling because you're like, he's fine. He's a doctor. He's got money.
But you still don't appreciate him being a straight-A student?
Because you're used to it now. With Gabe Davis, you're like, hey, he's got his stuff together. He's coming around. You check on him a little more. Diggs, he's fine. Don't worry about him.
You know why?
We'll see him at Thanksgiving.
That's why the middle child in Modern Family was messed up, because they didn't appreciate how smart she was. And
exactly.
They took it all for granted because they were worried about Luke and the other sister, right? Daughter, and the whatever. Number eight. Trey Lance breaks out in his second year but does not win the MVP.
I mean, I'm betting that Trey Lance does not win the MVP here. I agree with that.
Yes.
You know why he doesn't win the MVP? Number nine, Josh Allen becomes the first player to win the MVP and the Super Bowl since Kurt Warner. Which spoils number 10, by the way.
It does spoil number 10.
Kind of gives
I was
away
fine
number
with
10
it.
At that. Number 10 is?
The Bills win the Super Bowl.
Bills defeat the 49ers for the Super Bowl.
49ers.
Way to go, Chris Berman.
Thanks.
20, 30 years later.
I desperately try to not have them win the Super Bowl. I can't. The AFC, at least for right now, does seem to be in the Bills' favor.
You're just trying to get clicks on your story. You're just
That's fine.
Up
I'm building
Bills
my
fans.
Brand, Howard. I got to do it.
Someone's going to retweet it and go, look, Zach picked the Bills to win the Super Bowl, and all of a sudden everybody's going to be all over your story, and you're going to get, you know extra
you do
clicks.
What you have to do.
That's why I pick the Bills and pick them to win all the time, to avoid the stress of the other thing that might happen.
49ers.
They're not making
the They made the NFC Championship with a below-average quarterback.
Yeah.
I am believing in them. They can do it.
They got kind of lucky.
They did.
They got pretty lucky.
And had a below-average quarterback.
Yeah, that is amazing. They're actually in position to win that game, too, with what they were playing at quarterback. I'm with Jeremy. I don't think – I like the Bills winning the Super Bowl part, but I don't think it'll be the 49ers.
Green Bay?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what would be the bold NFC champion?
The Eagles.
Yeah, it wouldn't be Green Bay. It wouldn't be Tampa Bay. It wouldn't be the Rams, obviously. So the bold, for me, actually, it would be Dallas, because I'd be showing faith in Mike McCarthy to not screw up the season for
Which
the Dallas
you can't
Cowboys.
Do that, no.
No, I mean, I just think that's, I've set my I'm set in my ways in life, and one of those is Mike McCarthy's just not a good coach. So I guess the Eagles. The Eagles would be your bold prediction out of the NFC, because you'd believe in Jalen Hurts. You think they're going to win, enough games to make it to the postseason. Oh, my God. Jay Sirianni, whatever. That's your bold prediction. You should have picked the Eagles.
Nick Sirianni.
Jay is his brother. Shows you how my mind works, right? Jay is, I think, the guy who coached at Southwestern. Nick Sirianni's brother. 803-0550 to join us. 888-550-2550. Hey, quick heads up, because I tweeted this out and I wanted to make sure I mention it. 11-day power play, of course, still going on. Tonight, if you're downtown or you're looking to get out of the house for a little bit, tonight, the WGR team plays in the 11-day power play, 6 o'clock, down at the Harbor Center. So Derek Kramer just tweeted this out. Derek is in. Sneaky Joe is playing. Ryan Gates is coming back to play. Right here. I think he always plays for the GR team, doesn't he? Let's see. B-Dubs is and his wonky knees, right? B-Dubs is going to play. Didn't he have like a ACL? Right? Wasn't that what it
yeah,
had a couple years? So, wow. Way to go, B-Dubs. Way to suck it up and get out there.
Speaking of Brayton Wilson?
Yeah, B-Dubs.
Okay. Wasn't sure. B-Dubs is generally Buffalo Wild Wings. People,
it's B-Dubs. It's Brayton Wilson. Yeah, B-Dubs. I see him now every day, and I just, in my head, I don't call him that publicly, because I don't think he would care for it. But in my head,
Why?
I always think B-Dubs.
What's wrong with that?
It seems like a very office thing to say. Like that would have been a nickname from The Office.
B-Dubs. Yeah.
B-Dubs, fine.
B-Dubs. Like,
listen.
Steve Carell's character would definitely say, B-Dubs in the house. Like, I just, it doesn't work then.
I mean, as someone with a W initial, the dub is always a good nickname.
J-Dub?
Yeah, dub. It's cool. Anybody with a W as a last initial, you call them the dub,
right.
They're going to like it.
Next time I see them, I'm going to try it on them. I haven't actually, don't think I've actually said, hey, B-Dubs, how you doing?
B-Dubs, yeah.
B-Dubs.
It's cool.
It's the tone and the voice.
A little
too.
Bit.
Yeah, you got to put a little something.
I'm telling you, universal.
B-Dubs.
Anybody that has a W is going to like the dub.
All right. I thought it would be over, like a too obvious thing. Like, you got to be more creative than just go
Ooh.
Dubs.
Brayton Wilson, you could also call him B-Will. Like J Will, B Will.
I like that better than B Dubs.
B Will.
B Dubs is just not. It's just too run of the mill, right? I think it's just not. It's too obvious. B Dubs is too obvious. Is my point. So B Will. I think I like that one better.
Right.
I'll try it out today and see which
B Will
which goes over.
We're gonna pop down to the power play a little bit today.
Bringing the twins.
Yep.
Nice.
We have family playing. Brother-in-laws, father-in-law. They're playing. I think right before the GR team plays.
Ooh.
Right before?
K-Dub.
Who's K-Dub?
Knox.
Oh, yeah.
I like K-Dub.
He's technically GK-Dub.
Oh, what?
His first name is not... His first name is Gregory.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So he's G-Dub.
G-Dub. No, I think that's safe for George Washington only.
Again, you meet George Washington. I mean,
well, if you meet him, you got a story.
In the afterlife.
Yeah.
You call him G-Dub, you know what he's going to say? I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
Anybody with a W is going to like the dub. That's my rule.
G-Dub. 803-0550 to join us. Oh, wow. Okay. Mike Leskowski just gave us an update. almost a $1.2 million raised in the 11-day power play, which has been going on since last Thursday. So somebody do 11 days and let me know when it ends. So again, tonight, it's going on. Head on downtown. Watch the GR team play at 6. Root for them. Root against them. Whatever you want to do. Donate money when you're down there. You can donate money to the power play. You can buy merch.
Almost to $1.2 million.
Yeah, that is awesome. That is awesome. So if you can help out, it's happening at Harbor Center. 803-0550 to join us. 888-550-2550. When we get back, hey, we're checking in with our colleague, Mr. Pat Malacaro. The Bisons have their big 4th of July event coming up on Tuesday. And a lot of other great promotions are coming up. Bisons are actually in a heck of a race in the IL East. So we're going to check in with a little baseball talk when we continue. Phone lines open for you to join us too. WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we have a bit of breaking sports news. We can bring Pat Malacaro in for this because it's Sabres news. We spoke with Kevin Adams about Craig Anderson, and Craig Anderson had until July 13th to decide. He has decided. He's coming back. Craig Anderson, 1 year, $1.5 million with the Sabres.
Pat, by the way, Pat is with us. Hey, Pat, it's Howard and Jeremy. How you doing, man?
Morning, guys. Good to chat with you.
Good. So, Jeremy and I were talking about this yesterday a little bit. In fact, you brought up the scenario where maybe there would be three guys in the mix here, that maybe there's another signing in addition to Anderson, another free agent signing, and then you have your competition, and if UPL isn't up to the job, they want him to play regularly, not sit here and not play, that he goes to Rochester and Anderson and the other guy are your goalies next season. What are your thoughts on what happens?
Yeah, I think, honestly, this is what the Sabres had hoped last year would have looked like with UPL potentially, you know, taking over the job and just wasn't ready for it in training camp and then had to go to Rochester, but looked really good at certain points in the season last year. So it's a cycle that the Sabres seem to have been stuck in. And look, with a lot of moves Kevin Adams has made the last 2 years, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt for sure. It just seems like goaltending has been that position, no matter who's been the GM, who's been signed to be that goalie. It's one spot they just have not been able to get right yet, and this is an important time to get it right with all those other pieces that seem to be in place right now.
Yeah. I think they will chase a goalie. I mean, Kevin Adams flat out told us we're in on every goaltender.
Yeah, making calls on everything.
Making calls. Yep. And you don't say that and have a, hey, Craig, let us know if you want to be back. So I do think that it could be Anderson the backup. And maybe by the time Luukkonen is ready, Anderson gets waived, whatever. He's ready to retire anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, no one's going to claim him off waivers. He can, whatever. He can be around. He can be a body. He can be. I think they have to add another goalie. And I actually want to have a little bit of faith or belief, Pat, that they will. That they will really hunt for one that can come in and be, I don't know, a reliable guy, whether it's a couple-year contract, free agency, a trade. I have to believe it.
Right, and I couldn't agree with you more. I think you're absolutely right, and I think you're right. Kevin Adams has earned that trust and earned that that leeway from fans with the moves he's made the last 2 years, and you know, flipping players, popular players, leaders of the team for players that are now going to be part of the future going forward. So yeah, I think that's a fair assessment and a fair guess on your part right now that the Sabres are going to keep adding at goaltending because that's so important to that next step.
Well, and again, I guess with UPL, there's two things. One, he's got to prove he can stay healthy. And two, if he is healthy, he's got to prove he can be a number one guy in the NHL, which he has not been able to do yet so far, and had a 9-game sample size last season. So if you're the Sabres, I guess this is at the very least hedging your bets. If UPL plays well in the preseason and he's ready to go, great. But if not, then he goes back to Rochester and plays every day.
He's played 13 NHL games.
Yeah, well, I mean, like 9 were in that stretch last season.
Right.
So, and he was, a lot.
And he played well last season.
He did, but it's a small
sample. I totally agree. I think you can't put the growth, the momentum, the fans. You've got a good thing going. I think that they will want to keep that going rather than, you know, spend a whole roster's worth of players and all these entry level deals on a let's see what Luukkonen can do kind of year.
And totally.
And I don't know you wouldn't really want Craig Anderson playing 60 games either. You know, so you've got to have a better plan there. Hey, Pat, we got you on a little bit to talk some baseball. Of course, the big 4th of July event is coming up on Tuesday. Independence Night at the ballpark. So get a little plug for what's going on and all the festivities involved for Tuesday night downtown.
Yeah, it's our 26th annual KeyBank Independence Night celebration. As you mentioned, usually it's on July 3rd, but the way the schedule falls this year, the Bisons, we're in Scranton-Wilkes-Barre right now. We'll play on Sunday afternoon, travel home for Monday, and have the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra like normal, like we've always had on July the 3rd. It'll be on the 4th this year, 6:05 against Syracuse that night. Joshua Vacanti, who took part in The Voice recently, he'll be up with the BPO and singing a couple of songs. You can see the set list at Bisons.com right now. And something I'm really excited for, and we just announced it yesterday, 100-year-old Navy veteran Roy Kenyon, who gave up an opportunity to try out for the Bisons in 1942, instead of trying out for the team after a successful high school career, enlisted in the Navy and fought in World War II and had a long, successful career after that, but gave up an opportunity to play for the Bisons and try out for the team 80 years ago. He's going to be signed to a one-day contract, presented a jersey on the field, threw out a first pitch. So a great way to honor a local veteran and hero, and something we just announced yesterday. I'm really looking forward to that.
That is cool. There's a lot of stuff I love about the 4th of July, including the fireworks, the BPO, the music. But it's always awesome when the folks in the military are out on the field, they're coming out with the flags, and you recognize the different people in the stands who served in with Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, whatever. That's always a moving, I think it's always a moving experience, and it's a great way to honor those who serve the country. And this is pretty cool, bringing in the gentleman who served in World War II. So well done job there. What else, Pat? What other big happenings at the ballpark after July 4th come promotions?
Yeah, we got a lot of great stuff coming up, including lacrosse night, two events we were really looking forward to in 2020 that we obviously couldn't have. Lacrosse night, which we debuted Bandits-themed jerseys and caps, which I think look really sharp. Yep. And in 29th, that'll be on July 22nd. Later on in August, we'll have our second version of Hockey Night, where we still haven't debuted the jersey and the cap for that yet. But, Kyle Oposo has worn the 2019 version of that cap for the last couple of years in every pre- and post-game interview he's done. So it was such a popular night that we wanted to bring that back again this year. So we're looking forward to having a couple of those on the docket, always with the Friday Night Bash coming up on Fridays. Worcester will come to town later in the year, and we'll have them, we'll have a nice Friday Night Bash for that, including a camp out night. So, for the next 2 months, just plenty of events for families to come out to, and, Friday Night Fireworks are always such a summer staple.
And the ball club's good. Ball club's is playing really well, and they're in a hell of a race, right?
Yeah, in first place right now, and have been in first place for the last couple of weeks. And it's a nice mix of young talent. Last time I talked with you guys, we were talking about Gabriel Moreno for the top five prospects in the organization with the Bisons. Now it's three of those with Jordan Groshans, Otto Lopez. But then you have a great story like Casey Lawrence, who's 34 years old, was originally signed as a non-drafted free agent over a decade ago by Toronto. He ends up being the first pitcher in professional baseball this year to win 8 games, goes back to the big leagues at 34 years old, and still is a dominant pitcher. So you've got the youth, you've got the veteran experience, and it's been a really fun mix to see come together.
And the parent club is, they got a little ways to go if they want to try and catch the Yankees, but they're embroiled in a hell of a race of their own with the wild card situation.
Yeah, just finishing up the series last night with the Red Sox, and now they'll welcome in Tampa Bay for 5 games. And with that, with the lockout and the compressed schedule, they'll play a doubleheader on Saturday. So they've got 5 games in 4 days against Tampa Bay. So, Gabriel Moreno called up a couple of weeks ago, has contributed at the big league level. And you've had a lot of call-ups from Buffalo, mainly on the pitching staff side, that have really contributed and helped out this year. Someone like Max Castillo, who's just 23 years old. He pitched 4 or 5 appearances with the Bisons. Now he's in the big league. So it's a lot of folks that are across the border. They've come to know that if you come to a Bisons game, the guys you see today could be in Toronto helping out the team fight for a playoff spot like they did in 15 and 16.
All right, Pat. Thanks for the update, and have yourself a wonderful 4th of July, sir.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
So the 4th of July game that Pat was talking about, again, it is Independence Night. There are still tickets available for the game. They're available at Bisons.com. There are also a limited number of the BPO family packs, the 4 packs available. And if you're looking for that for your family, that's 4 tickets, 4 hot dog and soda vouchers, 25% off the gift shop in the ballpark, $109. It saves you 20%. And you can get additional discounted tickets if you need a larger family pack. Again, limited number of those are available. And then, and yes, there are also individual tickets available for Tuesday night. Again, you can get those at Bisons.com. Jeremy, you want to snag this? You got the mouse on your side there. Yeah. We'll get connected with our fans, and we'll get to Josh in Buffalo. Josh, you're on WGR. Go right ahead.
Hey, Jeremy. How are you guys doing today?
Good. Thank you.
Hey, so I had 2 quick questions, and I just wanted to know your perspective on it. One, do you think they should, like, teams should get some kind of reward for the NFL reffing issues that we have? And I'll use one example. The kickoff from Buffalo to the Texans in the playoffs, that was ruled a touchdown, mm-hmm. but called back, and it was no touchdown, even though the rules say if you don't fair catch or take a knee and that ball hits the field, it's a live ball. Everything was within the rules. The referee was correct by calling a touchdown, but another ref from the sideline, which I've never seen this happen before, says it's common sense that he gave himself up,
right,
even though there's no common sense rules in the rule book. That's one. And then two, the comparison, I think people do the wrong thing with comparing Josh Allen to Patrick Mahomes. And I say that because I think a lot of people put the team aspects or accomplishments, like going to a Super Bowl or winning a Super Bowl, as, oh, that's the quarterback's accomplishment, as opposed to saying, oh, well, like the Tyreek Hill and other weapons around him make him better, or offensive coordinator is the reason he's done this, or Josh Allen has 1 interception out of the 3 times he's been to the playoffs, and Mahomes has multiple. You know, like those comparisons, like individual accomplishments should be the comparison, not what you've done, what the team has done as a whole, comparing quarterbacks. Just the Chiefs have been to 2 Super Bowls, but it's not just all Mahomes. The Niners should have won, but you'd put more on the Niners quarterback not making a pass to Emmanuel Sanders as opposed to, oh, it was all Patrick Mahomes.
I don't have a problem with the team being factored in. I mean, Josh wasn't really good in the previous playoff game against Kansas
City. I think you're doing a lot of work, man.
Yeah.
I think you're doing a lot of work. The Bills have had an excellent team for 3 years.
But again, he was really good against Kansas City last year, and then the year before he wasn't. I mean, it does matter how the team does that is looped in with your quarterback, because a lot of times the quarterback is determining who you're beating in the playoffs and how your success is. So I think you can't separate the two.
Well, I look at the one situation where you say, like, Mahomes get all the credit for the 13 seconds, but here in Buffalo, we would say I'd put more onus on the Bills' defensive coordinator and the Bills' defense for backing off so much and just getting them the catch and run.
Josh, if you want to do that, you can get after how terrible the Chiefs' defense was that game. They lost their starting safety. I mean, their defensive coordinator played off, didn't have answers. I mean, I just don't think you have to work this hard.
I think, like, I was thinking about Josh is Justin Herbert. I think he's one of the best young quarterbacks in the league. Hasn't even made the playoffs yet. But I still, you know, again, so I think there are, you can't just totally separate the two. I mean, is Justin Herbert not good? They've never made the playoffs. I think he's really good.
I think you're misunderstanding. Okay, you're right. I think it's just the competition of comparing quarterbacks, mm-hmm. and I'd just rather take the team aspect away from it.
Yeah.
I think people put so much on it as saying, oh, well, the reason Tom Brady's the best quarterback ever is because he's been to so many Super Bowls. I'd rather it be more or less his yardage, his completion percentage, like what he's done, not the whole aspect of it's the team.
But,
thing.
But you can't separate
all that is still team stuff.
Yeah.
Passing yards is your offensive line. It's your scheme. It's your receivers.
It's hard to separate the two.
I guess I don't know what you're trying to say. Okay. You're trying to say that Allen is better than Mahomes individually and Mahomes rides his team?
No. Well, actually, I'm using it for all quarterbacks. I just happen to name them two in comparison because that's usually the debate. But in all quarterbacks, I just think the arguments are always based off the team accomplishment. Even though it's a team sport, I don't believe that it should be those team accomplishments that make the quarterback who the quarterback is. Maybe I'm looking at it wrong. I just think it should be mono versus Imano, not team versus team. Because if that's the case, if you can say, let's put Josh Allen on the Chiefs, and I guarantee he'll probably accomplish more than Patrick Mahomes.
I wouldn't guarantee that. I think Patrick Mahomes with the Bills would accomplish just as much as Josh Allen.
I would say Tyreek Hill makes the defense back off a lot more.
What does Stephon Diggs do for the Bills? I mean, Allen took a giant leap as soon as Diggs showed up. I mean, I think what you're trying to do is talk down Mahomes because you want to.
Or you feel that Allen doesn't get enough credit compared to Mahomes because Allen hasn't won a Super Bowl.
And Allen gets a lot of credit. He finished second in the MVP 2 years ago, right? Like, Allen gets tons of credit. Allen gets talked about as one of the two best quarterbacks all the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate it, Josh.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
I'm not really interested in talking down Mahomes' accomplishments. I mean, the Chiefs have never had a good defense when he's been there.
But that's my thing. I'm not talking down his accomplishments. I'm just saying there's certain things I wouldn't add into or call it an accomplishment. Yes, they got there. I would call that a team accomplishment. I would say that was for Andy Reid. That's everybody involved.
He's the most important person in the entire equation, just like Allen is here.
Well, that's why they moved up, 17 spots. That's why they moved on from Alex Smith, who was in the playoffs. Andy Reid's team took another step because they got Patrick
Mahomes. They hadn't made a Super Bowl since the second Super Bowl. Or what, did they make Super Bowl V in there, too?
They made Super Bowl against Minnesota.
It's been 50 years since they'd been to a Super Bowl with that franchise. He's there, they've made it twice.
Yeah.
Okay, understood. So you're saying all parties involved is the reason for something.
I mean, I'm with you that it takes more than just the quarterback. But
if you don't have him,
of course. No, I don't think anybody disputes that. But you know, it's the most important position by a ton. It's why the Bills. I mean, you know, you can boil it down to there being a lot of other things being important, and you're right about that. I don't think anybody would argue that too much. But if you want to just kind of like step back. Look at the best teams in the AFC, and it's all the teams that have the best quarterbacks. Who's the best quarterback on a bad team? Like, I don't even know who you would even nominate, right?
That's where we misunderstand each other. So I'm just talking about the conversation. I'm not even picking who's a better quarterback. I'm saying when the conversation is had of any comparison of any two quarterbacks, I personally don't think it should be the fact of what the team has accomplished to be involved in those conversations. I think it should be more or less, compare the statistics of Josh Allen in the playoffs to Lamar Jackson. Completely different. Josh Allen has one interception is three times in the playoffs, period. This quarterback has multiple interceptions in the playoffs, period. Those things are like, that's what Josh Allen did. Nobody else. Josh Allen threw that ball. Not, they got to the Super Bowl and the Patriots – example, Patriots got Super Bowl, interception was thrown by Russell Wilson. Tom Brady gets credit for that Super Bowl.
Yeah, you're talking...
But it wasn't his fault.
Yeah, another way to say this, Josh, a lot of people will talk about this, is QB wins. Like, QB wins as a statistic. Like, wins are not a quarterback stat, is what you're saying. And I get that. No, that's a point that a lot of people do make. The only thing about it is, you know, if we're going Allen v. Mahomes, let's do this. And let's say... You know, it's just them individually, not their teams. Mahomes has had more good games against the Bills than Allen has had against the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Man, maybe they're tied right now.
Well, Allen's had two. Yeah.
And Mahomes has had all of them except for the one there in the regular season last year. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, it's just the nature of it. I think it's how it's going to go. This is, should Eli Manning make the Hall of Fame because he won two Super Bowls? Like, you could make a case that he shouldn't. He was not one of the best quarterbacks of his era, but
I agree.
He had a defensive line that harassed Tom Brady. I mean, Eli Manning's Giants won the Super Bowl with 17 points, right? Wasn't 17-14?
I think you might be right.
Yeah, I agree. I guess I just called in this. You know, that debate is something I think that'll never end. And I just wanted to see what you thought about compensation for some of the things these referees do.
What are you going to get? I mean, you get an apology from the league. There's really – you're not going to get – they're not giving you a draft pick.
Yeah, we got the Cody Ford apology, yeah.
Yeah, they're not – they're just right. – and I mean, they got – sure, you can be screwed, but I don't, I'm not here telling you, you know, you get beat by an official's bad call, they owe you a compensatory pick. I just think that'd be crazy. All right, Josh, thank you, sir. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Thanks
for
calling.
Thank you for your call. Good stuff.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
We'll get a quick break in, and we'll clear the decks because the Extra Point Show's coming up. Kevin Adams press conference at 10, live on WGR. All right, no extendo. We went super, super long. So we're going to step aside. We're going to be back tomorrow morning at 6. Zach is making his way in here. He's going to bring you the Extra Point Show. And as soon as they start the news conference downtown with Sabres GM Kevin Adams, we will have it for you live here on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.